Welcome to the Automated Daily Tech News Edition, the podcast created by Generative AI. Today is April 26th, 2024, and we're diving into the latest and most intriguing developments in the world of technology. In a remarkable feat of engineering, NASA's Voyager 1 spacecraft, a relic of the 1970s, is back in action after a five-month hiatus. Engineers at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory tackled a tricky issue with the spacecraft's flight data subsystem memory, which had ceased transmitting data last November. By isolating and addressing a malfunction in a single memory chip, likely damaged by a cosmic ray or simple wear and tear, the team managed to restore the system. This fix involved recoding and reallocating parts of the memory, ensuring that Voyager 1 could once again send back valuable data about its interstellar journey, including power levels and temperature readings. The robotics industry is on the brink of a significant transformation, thanks to a surge in technological advancements and investor enthusiasm. Companies like Google, OpenAI, Amazon, Tesla, and various innovative startups are at the forefront, developing robots for diverse applications from logistics to space exploration. This robotics renaissance is not just about creating more robots, but enhancing their capabilities with modern AI, which helps them handle complex, real-world scenarios more effectively. However, this boom also brings challenges, such as determining the optimal designs and business models for robots and addressing the geopolitical tensions it stirs, particularly between the US and China. From the academic labs of South Korea, researchers have made a leap in wearable technology with a new type of energy storage device. This device, developed using microsupercapacitors and a novel laser patterning technique on stretchable substrates, can bend, twist, and even wrinkle without losing performance. It's a breakthrough that could significantly enhance the power reliability of future wearable devices, making them more versatile and durable. As the U.S. presidential election approaches, the future of net neutrality hangs in the balance. The outcome could drastically affect internet access and equity, with potential changes to how broadband providers manage their networks. This pivotal issue underscores the need for ongoing advocacy and awareness to preserve the open internet. Saudi Arabia is making bold moves in the tech world, aiming to transform into a global hub for artificial intelligence. By investing billions into AI research and development and enticing major tech companies to set up shop, the kingdom is positioning itself as a formidable player on the tech stage. This initiative is part of Saudi Arabia's broader Vision 2030 to diversify its economy beyond oil, but it also raises questions about the geopolitical implications of such a rapid technological ascent. In semiconductor news, TSMC is pushing the boundaries with its new A16 process technology, set to roll out 1.6 nanometer chips by 2026. This advancement promises significant improvements in speed and efficiency, positioning TSMC at the cutting edge of chip technology. The company's innovations don't stop there. They're also enhancing their packaging technology and developing new solutions for AI applications, signaling a robust future for semiconductor technology. The open-source software community is experiencing a seismic shift as major players like HashiCorp and Red Hat pivot from traditional open-source licenses to source-available models. This change, driven by financial and strategic considerations, has sparked debate and concern within the community about the future of open source principles. In the realm of virtual reality, Meta is taking a unique approach by selling its Quest systems at production cost. This strategy could reshape the VR landscape, potentially spurring the development of specialized high-end headsets while also influencing the broader hardware market. Ruby programmers have something to cheer about, as new benchmarks reveal that with some tweaks, Ruby can outperform the statically typed language Crystal in certain scenarios. This finding highlights the potential for performance improvements in Ruby, especially with advancements in its JIT compiler. Mozilla's Llama File project is making strides in democratizing AI, with new updates that enhance performance and expand compatibility. This project is part of a broader movement towards open AI models, offering developers more flexibility and control over their AI applications. Amidst legal and political pressures, ByteDance is contemplating shutting down TikTok in the US rather than selling it. This drastic step highlights the complex interplay of business, politics, and national security in the tech industry. Qualcomm is set to introduce the Snapdragon X Plus, a new chip designed for cost-effective devices, but still boasting impressive performance. This development is part of Qualcomm's broader strategy to compete in a market increasingly driven by AI capabilities. For those interested in the inner workings of GPUs, the Tiny GPU project offers a hands-on learning experience. This project simplifies the complex architecture of GPUs, making it accessible for educational purposes and potential future enhancements. In financial technology, Stripe is adapting to an increasingly competitive market by focusing on embedded finance. This strategic shift allows businesses to integrate Stripe's payment processing capabilities more seamlessly, underscoring the company's adaptability and innovative approach in the fintech sector. That wraps up today's episode of the Automated Daily Tech News Edition. We've covered a wide range of topics, from space exploration and robotics to AI advancements and the evolving landscape of net neutrality. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll be back tomorrow with more insights from the tech world.